Hi, I'm Libby Price, presenter of Country Today on the ACE Radio Network, and it's great to host a new podcast, which has been sponsored by Nutrisoil. It's called Next Generation Ag, powered by Nutrisoil. My co-host is Nutrisoil Director Nicola Maddock, and we'll be unpacking the biological solutions available to farmers in a world of increasing input costs and expectations to produce healthy, sustainable food. Join us as we explore the possibilities beneath our feet. Welcome back to David Hardwick, agroecologist who has a business on soil, land and food, and Nutrisoil Director Nicola Maddock for episode 4. Let's talk more about what these microbes can do. Tell us about medics.
Well, Libby, there's lots of different microbes in a worm liquid and in biostimulants, and they have different roles. So if you think about a medic, I just think about an ambulance going around and making sure everyone's okay. It's the immunity of the plant. So again, they can provide medicine for the plant, antibiotics, any fungals, any viruses, and they can provide things that help the plant increase their hormone function, and all of just the cycling, how everything happens in a plant. That's just one of the roles or groups of microbes in a worm liquid.
It's pretty much like hugging, you know, when you hug people and they feel better and it actually has an effect on your hormones. So it's the same with some of those microbes. They actually trigger the plant's physiology sort of into a better state, if you like.
So it's far more than just being a fertiliser.
Absolutely. Yes. But, yep. David, there's actually a microbe in a worm liquid that makes people feel happy. They've actually done studies on it where if you put your hand in the soil and they come across this microbe, it actually helps with depression, and it's in a worm liquid. I thought that was amazing.
I'm very glad to hear you don't have to drink it.
No, you don't drink it, Libby.
You could try that. No worries.
Well, no, actually, people are using Nutrisoil in a worm liquid in cattle troughs because they think it's a probiotic, and they also think that it will then go out and put it onto the soil. So instead of a foliar fertilizer, they're putting it through their water troughs.
I have actually seen that.
Have you? Mm. Well, I don't advertise it because I'm not sure of the science of it and we haven't had it tested, but people are getting good results.
Yes, it's extraordinary to think that you can just put it through the watering system for animals. So how does a microbe actually make it healthier? We've sort of gone all warm and fuzzy about it, but what do they do?
There's signal molecules, or if you like to call it similar to pheromones, if you like signal molecules that some microbes can make that triggers the plant's genetic expression. So the plant then switches on and off genes, for example. So if it has disease resistance genes, then some of those microbial communities and the signals they give off can actually trigger turning on and turning off genes in the plant. So it's a pretty sort of subtle thing going on and very complex. But yeah, we know now that, and it's the same in humans, we know that microbes inside us can turn on and off different functions. I guess that's been the last sort of 20 or 30 years of studies in microbiology and biological systems. Yeah.
Well, Livy, if you think of hormones, so if your hormone system starts to slowly degrade, you don't know that in the first year or the second year. That can take a 10-year process for you to go, oh, I have an autoimmune disease. And that could have been because of your diet very early on in your youth, or it could have been from chemical exposure. It's the same as a plant, but our plants, like our annual plants, they're just an annual plant, but it's the soil that's losing all of that ability to use its hormones and functions. So
also, Libby, there's plenty of other microbes in that soil community, and some of them like are really important in driving nutrient cycling in the soil, like getting the nutrients to cycle more efficiently and uptake by the plants. And then you've got lots of microbes that their main job in life is to break down or decompose things in the soil. So sometimes you might call them the garbage collectors, but they break down bits of organic matter in the soil, but they can also break down chemical compounds as well. So, you know, some of those specialised microbes are used to break down, for example, oil spills and other things. So we've got those guys naturally living in a soil, and their job's to decompose and pull things apart. And that's just part of that natural cycle.
And have studies been done to prove that Nutrisoil is actually doing this?
Yeah, absolutely, Libby. We've got lots of DNA studies. We've got studies on how it can increase mycorrhizal fungi. We have studies in the lab. We have studies out in the paddock. But there's also lots of white papers. So I don't rely just on our funding of study, because research is really expensive. There is thousands of papers on vermiwash and how it can help plants with stress relief, how it can help plants grow and increase their growth and protect them from pests and diseases.
Well, we might go a little bit more into the detail of that in our next podcast. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thanks, Libby.
No worries.